Blog Talk Radio.
Another edition of Before You Go Pro Locker Room. And once again, you know, I always feel it as an honor to speak into the lives of young athletes. Before You Go Pro looks at it as an honor to speak into the lives of young athletes and try to help you guys out in any way we can and impart any knowledge that we can that's going to make your journey a little bit easier. Tonight we got another action-packed show for you guys. We always try to bring content to the Before You Go Pro athletes that's relative, content that they can use, content that you guys can get after it with and that will really help you with your career. So tonight we have another show, and we usually do two shows per week. And one of the nights we will do a teaching topic, and that's what we're going to do tonight. And the other night we are going to have a guest, a Before You Go Pro locker room guest, somebody that's been there, done that, and wants to come put their arm around you guys and really feed into your lives. Last week we had Mr. Charles Tharp, former WAC Freshman of the Year at the University of Hawaii, a dynamic running back out of the Bay Area. And we actually, his testimony is so good, we didn't get through his whole story. So we're gonna have Mr. Tharp back on Thursday at 8 p.m. so he can finish his story about what happened at the University of Hawaii and after that. So let's get started on tonight's topic. And tonight's topic is a good one, you guys, and it's something that is definitely it hit home in my career, but also it's something that you guys will definitely need to focus on with your career, whether you're in high school, whether you're in college. You know, this is something that pertains to all of us. This is something that we all need to definitely pay attention to. And tonight's topic is picking the right support team. So when I say support team, I mean, these are the people that might not necessarily be on the field with you, but these are the people behind the scenes that help the show go. You know, these are the people behind the scenes that are going to help you and aid you in making your dreams come true. And for all of you guys on the call, it's either been, hey, Coach Wood, I want to play major Division I college football, or I want a college scholarship, or maybe you're already in college like a Joshua Hardy, and you're saying, you know, I would love a shot one day to get into the National Football League. Well, I'm here to tell you guys, none of that will happen if you don't have the right people around you supporting you and aiding you to make that happen. The reason why we chose tonight's topic is because I see so many guys just not being surrounded with the right group of people or not listening to the right group of people. And it enables them to feel good at the moment. You know, you got somebody patting you on your back and somebody that you think may really be giving you some good advice, and you're feeling good at the moment. But what happens is later on down the road, when their advice or their leadership or the way they're steering you puts you in the wrong direction, then you're the one that has to foot the bill for that mistake. You're the one that is, you know, possibly embarrassing yourself and your family. You're the one that loses a scholarship opportunity because you weren't doing the right things and you weren't hanging out with the right people. So I got tired, and, you know, with the Before You Go Pro company, we always talk as a team. and there's an executive team that works on you guys' behalf to come up with what we're going to talk about and, you know, what things we're going to use to help enrich your football journey. And this is something that definitely was on the topic board, was how do we make sure that the Before You Go Pro kids surround themselves with people who can really help them succeed. So, you know, one term that you guys, I know you guys always hear, and we definitely do when you listen to certain entrepreneurs or you listen to somebody that maybe be a big-time entertainer or something, they throw out the term, I'm a self-made millionaire. You know, hey, nobody helped me out. I'm a self-made millionaire. And I'm here to tell you guys, you know, I'm always going to shoot it to you straight in the locker room, that there is no such thing as a self-made millionaire. Everybody has had help along the way, whether I've had to have somebody train me, whether I've had to have somebody give me an opportunity maybe I didn't deserve, or maybe I had to have somebody buy into my products or my services. But somewhere along the way, somebody has had to give me a helping hand up. There's nobody that can make it to the top, you guys, on their own. And a lot of times we let our ego get to us. You know, we make a play on the field and we feel like we did it all ourselves, but we tend to forget that there was an offensive line that had to block. There was a quarterback that had to hand the ball off to you the right way or throw you the ball the right way. And there was an offensive coordinator and a head coach that had to call your number and call your play so that you got the ball in the first place. So, you know, a lot of times people's success, whether it's on the field or whether it's somebody like a Jay-Z or, you know, some of these other stars you see, a Robert De Niro, a great actor, they have people behind the scenes. They have a support team behind the scenes that helps them achieve the success that they're achieving. Many times big-time players, they have support people in certain phases of their life. So they have support people in strategic areas where they know they want to grow, where they know they want to get better. And we have to do that as young football players. You know, if I need help academically, then I've got to have somebody who can help me. You know, somebody that might be willing to put in the extra hours that I need for my Spanish class or for my math help. You know, one of the things that we didn't get to talk about, I know you guys had the opportunity to listen to Mr. Aaron Criswell in the BYGP locker room. And he's a kid that's currently got a full scholarship at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. And one thing that Aaron didn't share with you guys, because we had so many other things to talk about, is that Aaron is a master, you guys, at putting people around him to make sure that he succeeds. I was one of them. You know, at a very young age, Aaron knew, hey, I want to play Division I-A football and maybe even go to the NFL one day. So he started putting the right people around him to make sure that could happen for him. And lo and behold, it did. But one thing that Aaron didn't share with you guys is that, you know, he got close to a lady friend when he was at San Mateo Junior College in California. For those of you who may be out of state listening to this locker room show. And Aaron was smart enough to pick the right girl, and he picked a girl that was actually very, very good in academics. So, you know, they obviously had a great time, and they were dating each other, but not only that, she was somebody that could lend support to Aaron as far as helping him learn what he needed to learn for class and to get the grades that he needed to earn a scholarship to the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, where he's doing great, and he has a support team at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas that the coaches have put in place to help him succeed. So, you know, many great athletes understand that there's different areas of their lives that could affect them being dynamite on the football field. And academics is one of them, so they try to put good people around themselves academically. Another area is obviously athletically. So you want to have a dynamite coach. You want to have maybe a good trainer in the off season that can get you in shape and can support you and help you grow athletically. Socially, this is a big one, you guys. Social is a big one. Who do you have around you socially? You know, when you go out to have a good time at a party or you guys go to the movies or the bowling alley, who's with you socially? You know, who's in your ear telling you what to do and what not to do when you're out and about with the fellas? And we've already seen countless unfortunate accounts, unfortunate, you guys, of guys who made the wrong decision and lost everything in one night listening to the wrong person or having the wrong people around them. We've seen countless examples of that. And we're definitely going to be talking about that during this show. So, you know, this is a hard-hitting topic, you guys. This is something, and what Before You Go Pro tries to do is bring you guys topics that might not traditionally be talked about with you guys. You might hear your mom say it once. You might hear your coach say, hey, why are you hanging out with that guy? But, you know, they haven't been able to really dial in with you on why this is so important. As you guys grow through the football ranks, who you hang out with will be scrutinized. It will be looked at. You know, before an NFL team picks you first overall and invests millions of dollars into you, they're going to want to know who you hang out with. And here's my point, you guys. They deserve to know who you hang out with. If somebody's investing millions of dollars in you, when a university is looking to offer, you know, an Evan Dawson or maybe a Marcus Guerrero a scholarship, they want to know who's on your Facebook page and who's following you on Twitter. Because usually birds of a feather flock together. So I can learn something about you by looking at, you know, who you hang out with and the type of pictures you put on your social networking. So what Before You Go Pro tries to get across to all of our fabulous athletes is that there's a whole pie that's baked that's called, am I going to get a scholarship pie or am I going to get an NFL opportunity pie? And all the ingredients that go into that pie have to be right for you to be the chosen one, because there's too many kids with too much potential for you to have chinks in your armor or holes in your armor. We want everything intact and everything in place. For you guys that are real big spiritually, you know, that may believe in God or another entity in your spirit life, your spiritual life is real big to you. Who is your support team spiritually? You know, who can you go to when you got something tough going on in your life? And you know that they're going to support you and have your back and you can count on them. So these are all things that you guys want to take into account. You know, even maybe a disciplinary support person or an accountability support person. Somebody that makes sure you get up on time in the morning. You know, maybe they send you a text or they call you to make sure that you're up. These are all little things that you can do to ensure your success. These are all little things, you guys, that I had in place and that I've seen others have in place who have succeeded, who have got what they wanted out of football. So I look at it And Before You Go Pro looks at it as our job to let you guys know what it takes and what needs to be in place for you guys to have success. And that's what this is all about. Some of you guys already have fabulous people around you. And you know if you've got somebody positive in your ear or if you've got, you know, a naysayer, somebody that's always negative. And later on in the show tonight, we're going to talk about what you guys want to look for. So what you want to look for when you're setting up your support team or when you're adding on or taking away from your support team. You know, you always want to evaluate the people that you got around you. You want to evaluate the results you're getting. If you didn't have the year that you wanted this football season, because I know many of you may have already just finished up your season or you only got one or two games left. If you didn't have the year that you wanted this year, you guys, then maybe one of the first places to start is looking at yourself in the mirror and looking at who's your support team. You know, okay, I didn't have the year that I wanted to have. Let me look at myself in the mirror first. Did I give it my all? Did I do everything that I could do to prepare myself to have a good year? Then let me look at my trainer. Let me look at who I've got around me academically. You know, maybe I didn't get to finish the season because I was ineligible. Okay, who am I surrounding myself with academically? Let me look at myself socially. I've been not getting enough sleep because I've been hanging out with this cat. You know, so you want to look at all areas of your life and put a dynamite person in that area or dynamite people around you where there's nothing you can do but succeed. You know, when I was coming up in San Francisco and going to Reardon High School and looking for a scholarship, I was in the same place that many of you guys are at right now. I had dynamite people around me, and thank God I did. I had a father and mother that was willing to do whatever it took to make sure I had what I needed to succeed, aunts and uncles. I went to a college prep school and was fortunate enough to have people within the school that were looking out for me and supporting me. I had supportive friends, a great group of friends, you know, that had their own support teams, but a great group of friends. And lo and behold, you know, I told you guys birds of a feather flock together, and it's an old term, you know. It's an old saying that you always hear people say. But there's some truth to it, you guys. The six closest friends that I had in high school, the six, you know, guys that I was tight with, all ended up getting Division I-A scholarships. Now, obviously, all these guys had to be talented, but all of them were hard workers, and we were a tight-knit group. We all pushed each other, and we hung out with each other, and we looked out for each other. So, you know, there was some inevitability that was going to take place if we were all focused on one accord and going after one thing. We all wanted scholarships. We all pushed each other in that direction, and we all got it. So, you know, I had my parents. I had aunts and uncles. I had a school community. I had friends around me. One of my dad's best friends, a guy by the name of David White. And David, if you're listening, love you to death. But David was somebody that played football with my dad in college and semi-pro. And he was somebody that was a major part of our support team, of the team that was responsible for making sure that Coach Wood got a Division I-A scholarship. He was somebody that would pick me up in the off season, and we would go run on the beach, or we would go to San Francisco State University and work out, and he would throw me countless footballs. And we would do countless wind sprints, all in the name of support. So when I had scholarship offers my senior year to some very prominent schools and so many other kids were hanging up their cleats, it was because I had a support team in place, a support team that was going to guarantee success. When I went to college, you guys, my support team wasn't right there. You know, they were thousands of miles away. And I didn't end up getting the same results and having the same success that I had in college because I didn't have the right people around me. I didn't have people telling me the right things to do. I wasn't with the right crowd, and I wasn't seeking out support. Some of you guys have it easy where your parents and other people are putting so many people around you, you can't help but succeed. Others of you have it a little bit tougher. Maybe your community isn't breeding success. Maybe the school you go to doesn't have the best people that are really supportive at the school. Maybe your coaching staff is just a group of guys that don't know what they're doing. And that makes it tougher on an athlete. It definitely makes it tougher on an athlete. And for the athletes that find themselves in those positions, maybe the home life isn't so hot. You know, for athletes that find themselves in that position, please hug close to Before You Go Pro, and please seek out people that you know are doing it right and that may be able to support you, where you have a little bit more help on your side. Perception is everything, you guys. And you got to really evaluate the people that you got around you. One of the slides that you guys are probably seeing scroll by on the screen is of 49ers receiver Michael Crabtree. And we're all familiar with Michael Crabtree. Phenomenal talent, you guys. He's the first ever to win the Biletnikoff Award in college twice. So this is the award that goes to the top wide receiver in the country. And he won it 2 years in a row. So this is somebody that wakes up out of bed and he's blessed with talent. But once again, perception is everything. And once again, when somebody's looking at putting money on the table for you, they're going to evaluate who you have around you. And Michael Crabtree was a top three NFL draft pick talent when he came out of Texas Tech University in 2009. He was a top three talent. If you're just looking at pure talent, he should have been either picked first, second, or third. But Michael Crabtree ended up slipping down to the San Francisco 49ers and being picked number 10 overall. And many of us would say, wow, number 10 overall, you know, that's a dream come true. But for somebody that has the talent to be a number three, or somebody that has worked hard enough and has produced enough to be a top three overall pick, a number 10 pick is a slap in the face. And roughly, he costs about $5 to $7 million in guaranteed money because of the drop in draft pick slots. And the two main reasons, if you talk to all of the GMs and scouts and everybody at that time when they were looking at Michael Crabtree as their possible number one overall pick, the two main things, you guys, that came out against Michael Crabtree was the fact that he had a couple injury issues where they weren't sure about durability. But another resounding hole in his armor was the fact that it wasn't really sure if the people he had around him were the right people for somebody to have around him. The people he had around him were looked at as being kind of sketchy. Now, whether these people, his entourage, was quote-unquote sketchy or not, perception is everything. And the perception of somebody that's looking at putting millions of dollars on my table and drafting me can't be that I have sketchy people around me. The perception of the University of Kansas or UCLA can't be that I have sketchy people around me. So you guys really pay close attention to that and really make sure that the people that you're surrounding yourselves with on and off the field are the right people. So, you know, I have a couple of things here, you know, some pointers. There's actually 5 pointers here that can help you guys evaluate, you know, the people that you're surrounding yourself with. Once again, on and off the field, academically, athletically, socially, spiritually. These are 5 pointers that you guys can kind of hold on to so you can evaluate people. So number one, the first one is, how did I meet this person in the first place? How did I even come across Johnny that is now partying with me and telling me I need to talk to this girl and I need to sip on this drink? How did I come across Johnny? Was this somebody that was a friend of a friend? Is this somebody that I've always grown up with? How did I come across Johnny? Number two, do I feel that this person that is now a part of my inner circle, that is a part of my support team, do I feel that this person has my best interest in mind? So, you know, if it's a family person or a good friend, typically those people have your best interest in mind. Typically they want to see you do well. So, you know, I always try to keep good family and friends around me because typically those were the people that I knew I could count on as having my best interest in mind. So, you know, you always want to evaluate that. Number three, does this person know what they're talking about? I've got this trainer that's supposed to be teaching me defensive tackle technique, but he never played defensive tackle one day in his life. Or if he did, he never made it to the level that I'm trying to get to. So does this person I'm taking advice from, do they know what they're talking about? Do they have experience in the field they're trying to give me expertise in? Number four, is this person always upbeat? Is this a person that has a positive nature? You guys, this fight to the top of the football ladder, this to play big time college and professional football, this is not an easy fight. And you don't want any Debbie Downers or Darrell Downers around you. You know, it's too hard for you guys to take people's negative critiques. So always keep positive people around you. And last but not least, was this person down with me when I was down before? Has this person been down with me or been around when I was down before? That's always a big one. If they were never around when things weren't so hot for you, then that's somebody that you might not want around when things are hot. So you always keep that in mind. So hopefully that gave you guys some good things to think about as you surround yourself with the right support team so that you guys can get to the top and make it to your dreams. We got a great part two to Mr. Charles Tharp coming on Thursday at 8 p.m. in the locker room, and he's got some hard-hitting stuff, so you guys stay tuned for that. And as you guys finish your seasons, run through the line, finish strong, so that your coaches have a good perception of you for next year or that they have a good enough perception of you where they'll promote you to the next team that you're going to go play for. So have a wonderful night, you guys. I will see you at the top, and we'll get after it. Talk to you later.